the Sugar Game Podcast, a podcast hosted by Andrea Ayers. This podcast features episodes for Sugar CRM's admins who implement our sugar solutions to inform and excite them about all the sensational ways to help them become champions for success. In this first episode of Season 3, we're going to focus on the Q1 2023 or version 12.3 release because it is just around the corner. There are some big changes coming for Sugar's user interface. Have you heard about the 12.3 release? We modernize and move the module navigation. The navigation bar includes the quick create menu, the home button, and moved it to the left side of the screen. The new header features the most used tool in Sugar, Global Search, to front and center. The options that were in the footer are now either at the bottom of the navigation bar or in the user profile menu. The navigation bar is compact. It displays the user's top four modules to help them focus by reducing visual noise and lightening their mental load. It can be expanded, of course, to see the additional modules and see more details when needed. The Sugar's icon library has been updated, and the modules can now be represented by icons displayed in the navigation bar and throughout Sugar. With this change, you, as the admin, have a new configuration tool called Module Names and Icons. This replaces the Module Tabs and Subpanels admin feature. If there's a business need to change the name of the module to meet your organization's requirements, besides renaming your module, you can also alter the abbreviations, the icon image, the background color of the module abbreviation or image on the record view and the module subpanels. Besides the tremendous new navigation bar, we made some other improvements in this release. We now have tabbed browsing within the focus store. All record links in the focus store are opened in focus tabs within the door, allowing your users to work seamlessly in one place. We've made the record view, dashlet titles, and case numbers clickable, so more information is available to be viewed directly in the focus tab. There's also a feature now in Sugar that automatically updates the user's time zone in Sugar with their browser's time zone. This is great for those road warriors on your team. If you don't know about Sugar Outfitters, check out Season 2, Episode 10 with special guest Matt Murum to learn more about how to unlock success using Sugar Outfitters using third-party solutions and add-ons. We've added a link now in Sugar directly to Sugar Outfitters, both in the help pane and on the administration homepage. There's also a new Cloud Drive dashlet that connects to Dropbox. You could now click a file name to open documents in Dropbox from the dashlet. One studio change we've made is to drop-down fields. You can now have a calculated option on a drop-down field, which is great. And there's a whole slew of other fixed issues you can find in the release notes, which I've added into the show notes. Also, we're having a release week starting on January 23rd through the 27th. This will be a hub for all things 12.3 release for sell and serve and 23.2 release for market. Release week Sugar Club page, which I've added a link in the show notes, has videos reviewing the changes of the releases for users, admins, and developers, upcoming related webinars, updated product capability chart, the scoop on this release, new courses available, links to past webinars about the release, like the developer webinar for the Q1 2020 release, and all kinds of other resources. If you want to even ask a question about one of the new features or enhancements, there's even a spot to do that on the Release Week page. I hope you found this episode helpful and you're excited about the upcoming changes in Sugar. Stay tuned for more podcast episodes coming in this new season. And stay sugar sweet.